Good morning, SEC. Oh, baby, we have made it. We have made it. Football Eve is upon us, and man, do we have a loaded weekend. Loaded show, loaded weekend. We're going to get to some player comments. If I can get through this damn thing. This is the hangover. This is the real hangover today. We're going to get to some coach comments. We're going to get to some shit talking, all that good stuff. I think this is going to be dubbed Upset Weekend, and I'm going to tell you which teams should be on alert. That and much, much more in this episode of SEC Hangover. All right, come on in, come on in. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Y'all ready? Let's see, get the cousins filing in. Damn, y'all are pumped up, ready for some damn football. I know I am. I know this is, I'm telling you right now, I've been telling Mike all week, and I may be wrong, you know? Yeah, I'm wrong a lot. And it may be one of those situations where every single team that is favored wins. And we've seen those type of weeks. But there's just something in the air. And, man, is it – look, speaking of air, what a background. This may be the best background I've put up here this entire season. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of great shit going on. And if you ain't pumped up for football – and I know Mike's not big on Hugh Freeze, right? I mean – don't get me wrong, Hugh's had his ups, he's had his downs, he's been terrible behind the mic, kind of like me usually in the mornings. But after listening to these comments, if this doesn't get you fired up for some damn football this weekend, nothing will.
And tonight, I submit to you that there's some family that drove from I don't know where, parked 5 miles out away from this stadium, and they saved all freaking year long just to buy a ticket to climb to the top of that stadium and watch your tail play. You owe them something.
Yes, let's go, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Loaded weekend. Got Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas at Ole Miss, Florida, LSU, A&M going up to Notre Dame, fight them Irish. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Alabama. I'm telling you, all six of those games will be glorious. We got Oklahoma going on the road to Temple. Didn't see that one coming. South Alabama at Auburn, UTEP, Texas. Now, we're hoping that maybe those bottom four are in a game. And I know there's some I didn't mention, but if you want to Google Alcorn State and talk about that for a few minutes, you can. I'll tell you this right now. This game, these games, there's going to be some epic showdowns. One of the things I did want to kind of get out there, Georgia, Tennessee, we will have the watch party, so it will be good. It could be bad. I don't know. I do think that I don't want to. Hey, hell, y'all watched the show yesterday. You know exactly who the hell I'm picking. Hell, I'm in Knoxville right now. I picked them Volunteers, and if I lose, I got to find me a Kirby Smart wig, and I will be wearing that on Sunday's show. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to happen. Let's get to some news. Sam Horn. It was reported by Pete that Missouri quarterback, L.A. Dodger pitcher Sam Horn underwent successful surgery this morning in Columbia, Missouri, to repair a fractured tibia in his right leg. While doctors anticipate a complete recovery for Horn, he'll be sidelined for the rest of the 2025 season. So, thoughts and prayers for old Sam. Honestly, I don't know if we'll ever see Sam play a football game. We may. He may be like Chris Winkie out here with his 10th year of eligibility, but I feel bad for the kid. True athlete, intense athlete, maybe playing a baseball before you know it. But, other news, canceled games. I was expecting this once the SEC announced they're going to a 9-game SEC schedule. Florida Gators released that they will be canceling home-and-homes with Arizona State, North Carolina State, and California. which I get it. I'm a little upset. I don't like losing games, but if I can lose an NC State for an Alabama, if I can lose an Arizona State for Oklahoma, yeah, I'm going to sign up for that every single time. Again, it was a big win for the SEC, in my opinion, going to nine games, but there was going to be some casualties, and that's exactly what we had. But before we get going too far in the show, I want to remind the cousins that we are brought to you by MyBookie. Right now, if you jump on MyBookie and use promo code SEC, you get a risk-free bet. And I know a lot of cousins have been fading me and really should be fading Mike. But if right now you jump on MyBookie and you place a bet up to $500 and you lose, guess what? You get your money back. If you win, you keep the money. It is a what we call a win-win situation. So Louise, it's Friday. You can tell. Promo code SEC. Jump on. This is what I need. Maybe a little hair of the dog. I need Tennessee Legend Distillery. Come on now. You Georgia Bulldogs coming up here to East Tennessee. Well, swing on over. Tennessee Legend Distillery. Let them know you're a cousin. You will not only get a discount on your purchase, but you will also get a free gift. And if you don't have Tennessee Legend and you're not in the state of Tennessee, well, just simply call us. Let us know that you need it down there. Call your package store. That's the best route. Just go to your package store, tell them they need to get it sent over there. And if you do get it on the shelf, be sure to take a picture. Send it to us, and maybe Sunday you will be this week's Tennessee legend. All right, speaking of legends, we have got some damn football games. I think arguably one of the best games of the week is going to be the Vanderbilt-South Carolina matchup. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys here. This is probably the toughest game I've had to pick, right? In my mind, I'm thinking William Bryce Stadium, absolutely loaded to capacity. I mean, intense, no rainstorm, hopefully weather delays. I just feel like Sellers is on the cusp of reminding us that he could be the most talented quarterback in the country. But then you got Vanderbilt over here. Diego Pavia, the man, the legend. This guy has been absolutely unstoppable this year. Now, week one, Charleston, nobody, right? But the big one for me was going up to Virginia Tech, coming away not only with a win, but you came from behind. You are at home. You're at their place. And Diego Pavia was freaking electric, man. He was doing it all. Coach Beamer talked about it this week. And if you watch the game, I mean, not only did he pass, he run, but he even blocked. This is a guy that has nothing to lose, right? He's playing with house money right now. And this is a game that he's had circled. I mean, he went with Bussin and the boys, and he said, hey, who do I want? I want South Carolina. South Carolina's going to win this game. But I do think that this could be the best game. And if I'm being real honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident am I? I'm like at 1.5. That's kind of where I'm at. Now, one game that we're not going to really talk about is Oklahoma and Temple, but I just did find this a little bit funny, right? The mic was on. You got to be careful, Oklahoma reporters. You never know who's listening.
It's going to be like a weird bowl game. There's no more discipline, right? Weird. I don't know. There's like sections that they just don't even sell.
Yeah.
I don't know if
there's like a tarp off the upper deck.
I would imagine.
Exactly. It's a weird all around.
And for those that don't know, obviously Oklahoma is going on the road to face Temple, but they play at the Eagles facility, right? So the stadium, parts of it's going to be blocked off. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying this is really not news. This gives me a reason to talk about Oklahoma. I mean, we all say the same shit. So actually worse. Hell, I'm doing it right now. I think this is an inferior opponent. They're going to get waxed. And They're playing in an NFL stadium. So is that cool? Absolutely. They're going to have some sections blocked off, but the coach, not so happy. He came out here, Temple coach. He's made the comment. I think when people went through their schedule, Temple was a simple win. I don't think we see it that way. And Casey Keeler, this is what he's supposed to say, right? He's not supposed to come out here and say he's afraid of Oklahoma or anything like that. But, you know, they're using it for ammunition. And I personally think that Oklahoma game is going to be an absolute disaster for Temple. For me, 23.5 is not enough. I think this is a potential 35, 40-point game. John Mateer is playing some damn football. This is an opportunity. I'm not saying pad the stats. I don't think that's what they think. I just think that's what happens because they got so much more talent. But we got to get back to balance. This is a get-right game for me. You know, when you're looking at Oklahoma, the thing that you're going that I guess the glaring thing that sticks out to me is their upcoming schedule. And Oklahoma, after this football game, is going to have Auburn, Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, Mizzou, LSU. It does not stop. It does not slow down. Soon as this September 20th kickoff happens against Auburn Tigers, we're going to truly find out who Oklahoma is. But, I mean, they have taken massive steps towards success. We've had people that come on at the beginning of the season saying they think Oklahoma could have won, could be a college football playoff team, could win a national championship. Now, I don't want to get the cart too far in front of the horse, but this is the get-right game. This is the clean-up-your-shit game before you get into Auburn, so it is pivotal. And if we got to use this for motivation, I'm all for it. Now, speaking of motivation, I love this comment. Here's the thing. Texas A&M, when you're looking at them Aggies, nobody's talking about you. Hell, if you just talk to a random SEC fan, it'd take them a minute to be like, hey, what game are you looking for? Oh, well, Tennessee, Georgia. Florida, LSU. That's the game we're looking at. What about A&M going up to Notre Dame? Eighth-ranked Notre Dame. You would be reminded real quick on Saturday game day because they are going to talk about this one at nauseum. This is a game that anyone outside the state of Texas has already penciled Notre Dame as the winner. I know it sounds crazy, right? Because I think Texas A&M's 10 times better than they were last season. I feel like Texas A&M has a perfect opportunity to go up there. I mean, look at these jerseys. You want to talk about jersey of the week? Come on, look at that uniform combo. How can you not win football games wearing that? But then, on top of that, you got Notre Dame's player coming out here saying, hey, we played them last year. They good. They all right. But we got them. Listen to wide receiver Jaden Green Greathouse. Remember this name. You can talk about lockdown. He's about to hit an island, but he wanted to talk a little bit about them Aggies.
And what do you see on video from A&M, specifically in their secondary?
Yeah, you know, they returned a lot of their guys from last year. A lot of guys that we played last year will be playing again. And, you know, they got a lot of good athletes in their secondary. You know, they like to get handsy a lot. That type of deal, but it shouldn't be anything that we can handle.
Ah, ain't nobody. We're going to whoop that ass, right? We going to whoop it. And if they beat him, maybe he's right. But they won't. I got Aggies big. This is my lock of the week. A lot of people got upset that I picked him, but I'm telling you, this is a new year. This is a new year. And my Aggies, my Texas A&M Aggies are going to up there and kill them little lippies. All right, let's go down to news. We got some more. This is this one here, SEC related-esque, right? Tennessee, Georgia. This popped up on my feed and I just thought it was too good. We talked about the hot mic. Somebody we haven't really talked about too much is Dan Lanning. And I tell you what, man, if Billy Napier if he would grow a backbone and he'd start acting like Dan does with this media, he don't let him off the hook, man. He is like Nick Saban 2.0. This is probably one of the funniest interactions I've ever seen with a coach and a reporter.
You mentioned the familiarity both you and Will certainly have with many members of the staff. As you go about preparing for them, Dan, since you did prepare for Doug's offense in the championship game a couple of years ago, how similar?
I wasn't there. I wasn't at Georgia then when they played at TCU.
I bet wrong year.
And that was Garrett Riley calling the offense too.
Really, my
dang James.
I got thrown.
We got him, boys.
Yeah, strike him out, yeah, throw him out. Well, yeah. Will has extensive knowledge of half their staff, give or take. Boy, hey, long weekend, man.
You're all right, man. Yeah. Everything going good? You okay? Yeah. That happens, man. You don't make a lot of mistakes, so
it happens. I'll own it. Will knows a lot of guys over there.
Yeah, I know a bunch of them too, but I didn't coach against TCU in the national championship.
Thank you. I won't live this down.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of short list coaches we're talking about returning to the SEC, and I don't care what it costs. We got to get Dan back. Dan is SEC. He's not Oregon. Enjoys some money. Enjoys all that life up there, but as he's dipping, now get this man in the Southeastern Conference. Speaking of Georgia, big game, massive game this weekend, Georgia, Tennessee. And I'll be honest with you, has Georgia been playing well? No. Has Tennessee been playing well? Absolutely. Right? We got one doing this. We got one doing this. And I think it's a fun pick. I love it. I absolutely love giving Georgia Bulldogs a hard time. Just like I like giving Bama a hard time. You know, you have all that success. You put a bullseye on yourself. It's fun to pick on you when things aren't going right. And things aren't going right, and they're 2-0. So, I mean, Georgia's fine. Georgia's talented. Georgia's probably going to win this football game, right? Nah, not this year. Not this damn year. Give me them Tennessee Vols. I do think that this is a great, great football game. And if Georgia is truly back, if they are all the way back, right, this is where the growing up has to happen. And it starts with this man, Gunnar Stockton. Because for me, like, what's the recipe? You know, Kirby comes out here, and he says the right things. They'll be motivated. In fact, he'll use shit like this as motivation. It's playing all over the locker room. They're the underdogs. They're not favored, blah, blah, blah. But for me, best Georgia football is an aggressive defense, a suffocating defense, and that's what they've been every time that they've played Tennessee. So it seems like everything that has worked on other teams doesn't work against Kirby Smart. So the one thing that I do like about this, similar to that 2022 team, is that there's a little more balance. But, you know, maybe we're just sleeping on the Georgia Bulldogs. Maybe this is exactly what Kirby wants. I mean, did they look good week one against Marshall? Absolutely. But there was some... I haven't seen this guy take the next step. When you think of potential Heismans at the beginning of the year, the easy answers used to be a Georgia quarterback, a Bama quarterback, right? Why? Because they're going to have success. They're going to be in the playoff talk. They're going to have a guy. And this is a guy that has more weapons down there than any Georgia quarterback has had during these last 8 games. Right? I mean, think about it. Tennessee hasn't won since that Juwan Jennings Hail Mary. Great play, by the way. One of my favorites of all time. But this is going to be an absolute, I mean, fireworks show, man. I feel it. I feel like this ain't the same Tennessee-Georgia games we've seen in the past. No. This is one that's going to come down to the wire, in my opinion, and it's going to have to come down to an arm of one quarterback. And which one do I have more confidence in? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But give me Swagular. Joey Aguilar. This guy is playing out of his damn mind right now. The receivers that made mistakes week one cleaned that up week two. This is a well-balanced football team, and I know it's fun. I'm saying it because I don't want to wear the Kirby Smart wig come Sunday, but give me them Tennessee Vols. Another one we got, Florida, LSU. Oh, my gosh. This should have been the game of the week till Florida shit the bed, but it still could be, right? And Coach Kelly says, he comes out here. This is one thing I like about Kelly is he tells you the truth, right? One of the reasons that we like LSU in this matchup is because of the defense. But, well, Coach Kelly's quick to remind you, we need to have a little humble pie around here.
We were talking to Witt and Jardin earlier this week, and they just raved about Blake Baker, and it just seems like every player that we talk to on that side of the ball has some kind of story about how much trust and belief they have in him. Just his ability to relate to not only the guys in his room, but seemingly every player on the defensive side of the ball. Just how unique is that, and how has that maybe helped form the early success defensively?
Well, I think, you know, they said the same thing about him last year, and we finished near the bottom of the, of the SEC. And so, you know, it's not just being a great guy. what he's able to do is motivate his group. He holds the coaches accountable. He holds the players accountable. His scheme has developed over a period of time is driven by the players, and he puts those guys in a great place to be successful. So I think more than anything else, his ability to communicate and relate certainly, you know, creates an energy about the group that they enjoy working with him. It's positive coaching, but demanding. It's exactly what I'm looking for. And then along the way, he's developed a scheme that is very difficult with the right players, and he's got the right players, and we've had two really good games. We're going to be challenged again this weekend.
Challenged? This one here just maybe it's because, I don't know, this game, there's so much – it's like there's voodoo on it, right? I think – ain't that what they got down there in LSU, them voodoo dolls? And it feels like sometimes you go into these games and – man, Florida's the better team. No way Florida loses this one. LSU wins. LSU's the better team. There's no way them Tigers lose this one. Florida wins. Like, if we're being honest with ourselves, we all know LSU's going to win this game. But will they? Hell, I don't know. It feels like the longer this week has gone, the least confidence I have in these football games. I've got LSU winning. But I almost want to switch it because it's just classic LSU-Florida matchup, right? Just all of a sudden, DJ plays out of his damn mind. All of a sudden, these receivers catch the ball. All of a sudden, Billy says, you know what? You know what I should do? I should probably give the ball to the best running back in the country. I should probably do that more often. That's probably what happens here, right? We're crowning LSU's defense. Watch them get totally exposed this week. Can it happen? Sure. This is why I love this Saturday matchup, you know? I love it with Tennessee, Georgia, because I do it. We're all doing it right now. Unless you're just a diehard Vol fan or a diehard dog fan, you know, you're going back and forth. You're flipping a coin. LSU, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, I'm doing the same thing. What if Pavia is the best quarterback in the country? What if Sellers is a bust? I mean, this is shit we say in our minds, right? South Carolina, they ain't worried. Vanderbilt, they ain't worried. Somebody got to win. Somebody's got to lose these games. Hey, we ain't even talked about this one. Arkansas, Ole Miss. This ain't Lane Kiffin from last year. This ain't Sam Pittman from last year. Hell, that I don't even know if Ole Miss's starting quarterback's going to be out there. Austin's, he's what is he, questionable? Doubtful? Hell, I don't know. And do you want him out there? The kid's made a lot of mistakes here the first couple of weeks. You know who's not made mistakes? Taylen Green. Taylen Green right now, nobody's watching it because they're playing cupcakes, but Taylen Green right now is playing the best football in this conference. Look at those numbers. 72%, 10 freaking touchdowns, 200 yards. Rushing, I haven't done 200 yards in the last 2 weeks. This guy's done it on the football field. Absolutely. This game, I've got Arkansas winning, barely. And I got this one as my least confident game. God, I'm wrong, ain't I? That's what I'm doing. I almost want to switch it, but I don't want to do it because I already wrote it and I'm lazy and I don't want to switch it. But wouldn't blow my mind if Ole Miss comes out here and hangs 50 on them, you know? Classic Lane Kiffin. But that's why I love this Saturday. Absolutely loaded. Abso-freaking-loaded. We're going to have so many good football games. Just a quick recap. I got Tennessee. I've got Arkansas. I got LSU. I've got A&M. I've got South Carolina. And if Bama, shit, we didn't even talk about Bama, but if they lose that game, I'll be first in line to get Kalen DeBoer out of this conference. Oklahoma, Auburn, and Texas. Those are the games I have. Who do you have? Let's jump over here to the comments. We don't get to do this much, and I suck at this part. Let's jump over here. Who am I wrong on? Who am I right on? Which game are you looking forward to the most? Let's get that out of here. Cousins, come on. Fire off questions. We got 3.5 minutes. Let's have a little fun before. What are y'all doing tonight? I hate Fridays. I really do. I mean, I like them because we're closer to Saturday, but man, that clock moves so slow. So damn slow. All right, here we go. Here we go. Shane, you locked up A&M. You know how this goes. Kyle, listen. I know you were upset yesterday, but I'm 2-0. My locks aren't losing. They're winning. I'm making money over here. Now, to be fair, the spread was wrong last week, but that was Coach Stoops just getting one at me, you know, a stupid field goal at the end. That's the crazy talk. But this time last year, if I locked you up, not only were you not covering the spread, but you were losing. No. Give me A&M, Kyle. Trust me, I'm good for it. All right. Cousin Shane, will Florida toss a shoe again? Great question. I mean, the discipline's there, right? I mean, we're spitting at each other last week, so it's not far-fetched that we see a shoe toss in this game, but we can't. You know, for Florida, and I joke about, you know, the crazy stuff in this game, but I'm not using discipline as a crutch or as an easy out because it's discipline from the top down. It's discipline with the clock management. It's discipline with the special teams. It's how you prepare during the week. And those coaches, when they come out here and they tell you how important practice is, it's the freaking truth. It's just like your job. If you're working at a factory and you're running some press machine and you don't know how it works, more likely, more times than not, you're going to F something up by the end of the week, right? If you dial in, you learn the instruction, and you focus each day on getting better, by the end of the week, nobody's running a press machine better than you are. That's where the Florida Gators are. They've made mistakes. When you see spitting in the face, when you see special team F-ups, you know, I'm trying not to cuss, Mom. I feel like that is a direct shot of all the work that you didn't put in practice in the offseason. That's all that is. So are we going to see a shoe toss? Yeah, I think so, because you can't fix it in 1 week. Let's see. Yeah, high school, man. Let's get some high school games going on here. Let's see. Any other questions? Who will score 52 at this Ole Miss team? Just asking. You know, it's the running game. The Ole Miss running attack has been freaking amazing. I don't think you get to 52 with them, but I think Simmons will be back. I do. I think he'll be out there, and this is an opportunity for him to get right as well. So, well, let's see. Let's get Mississippi State. A lot of State fans in here. You guys are just pumped up about Alcorn State. Where is Alcorn State? I don't even know. I always think of trees. Of course, that's acorn. Let's see. Last but not least, you know what? Let's leave on a positive note. Aggies by 7. I appreciate all the cousins hanging out with this week. Be sure to check us out. If you want to you want to see Happy Shane, tune in 3:30. That SEC podcast as I watch them Vols whoop up on them Georgia Bulldogs. That or maybe I turn it off at half. I don't know. We will find out. But I hope you guys have an absolute awesome Friday. You're 30 minutes closer to kickoff. And if you need any bail money tonight, be sure to give me a call. I will see y'all tomorrow. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.